right, folks. With that said, I want to welcome everyone on D-Live. The D-Live crowd is watching live, and we have Patriots that are watching on Rumble tonight as well. And the Patriots that are on the, you know, Pill.net, right? The Foxhole crowd, they're making big moves. Hopefully that's rolling well tonight, you know. We'll see, right? And, you know, I want to welcome everyone watching, you know, a lot of people listening on the Truth and Art Radio Network, as well as watching on other platforms, including BitChute. All right, and maybe I'll start with that, folks. I just want to make an announcement. Not that it really matters to most of you, but for whatever it's worth, the comment section on BitChute, say goodbye. Too many trolls, too many demons. These alternative media brainwashed trolls and basement dwelling trolls. Maybe some of them are paid. Probably they're just losers that dwell in mama's basement. And these deranged conspiracy theorists and these hardcore white supremacist anti-Semitic just scum. You can't have too many of them in one spot. And whoever these people are, the comment section, at least for now, is shut down on BitChute. Not gonna have it. I don't want the comments that I see on BitChute. I just don't even want that associated with Truth and Art TV. And I've already written to BitChute, and they apparently don't care. They just, whatever. But whatever. No one should expect it. I mean, this is a British company, people. That's all you need to know. Boom, right there. Goodbye. But with that said, all right, folks. A lot is happening. As you guys know, I believe we're going from darkness to light. You guys know what I'm going to talk about today is that tonight we're going to admire the degree to which we are really descending into this old America is being thrown away. And the degree to which this is happening, we're going to highlight that tonight. And we're going to see that, okay, checking out some of your comments. All right, we have Donna back, right? Donna is back tonight, our moderator. All right, and Donna's been through a lot. She is multi-skilled, right? But anyway, I'm getting off topic. All right, we're going to see, as let me continue, right? We're going to see that arguably we are in the continuation, resumption of the 16-year plan. This is that's my translation. All opinions are my own. I don't need anyone to agree with me. A batter, it's like you're arguing with a baseball player who leads the league in batting every year, batting average. The statistics speak for themselves. We were telling people all the things that were going to happen, doing the best we can to translate Trump's online research project. And it didn't let us down. And I've said it's a gift from God. And so far, we've been pretty on target. No one thought, we all thought that Trump was going to win and everything was going to be great. And then it's like, where's the darkness? If Trump wins, then where's the darkness? Now we can see. Because why future? Once you walk into the future and you're seeing and you're, getting up every morning and doing, you experience life during that process of you getting up every morning and going to bed at night and every day that then as you live your life, then this element of the future, boom, lights up and then it proves past. Boom. Not the other way around. Like all the disinformation operatives would have you think. Future proofs past is nothing to do with predictions. The way it's phrased by CIA's alternative media that inserts themselves into the right-wing media as well as the left. Keep that in mind. And you're never going to hear that from anyone else except Truth and Art TV. All right. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, on this Tuesday, again, this is the 265th day of this illegally installed regime. I've been repeatedly pointing everyone to two things. One, we know that the virus is the New World Order and the vaccine is the vehicle by which they are implementing their global reset, this great reset, which is the New World Order. It's all very clear for everyone to see. And we live in that other reality. The old America is gone forever. It's a distant memory. The only thing that you can pray for, hope for, focus all your energy on is you playing your role, me playing my role, in creating the new America. Are you getting it? That's why we have an event in a couple weeks in Vegas. We are celebrating and focusing on the new America. The old America is useless. Do the best you can to steer out of the way of the deep state. If the people that went to D.C., you know, that went to the Capitol on January 6th, they were the first victims of this new temporary regime. And a lot of them, some of them at least, are in solitary confinement paying the price. But on this channel, I warn people about the day before it happened, that good luck to anyone who goes to the Capitol. But I could feel it, the discernment. But anyway, folks, in this world that we're in now, my goal, I'm focusing on the future. Because the old America, right, is being completely destroyed. As we said last week, it's a controlled demolition. Stevie, what's going on? Stevie says, Bernie, you mentioned this a while ago and seems to be coming to fruition more and more. And it's not me, folks. I just see things. I don't see the regular world, the physical world. I barely see it. Ask anybody who I have no memory. People talk, oh, did you tell me that? I don't know. I'm not living. I'm seeing way beyond the physical realm. So, and that is the reason why my channels have been taken down. People like me are not designed to become popular because I am a major threat, not just me, others like me, and there are many others out there that are a threat to the New World Order. We're a threat to the cabal that's being destroyed. We're allowing them to dance, like we said 6 months ago. They're dancing in this, they're on this stage, but the thing about it, they're literally on a stage. All right, so for tonight, to begin with, folks, I said it. I said this. I mean, we've been monitoring this very carefully. And a couple days later, here we are. The virus, as we said, is the New World Order. But the other thing, they launched this operation last week. It was all planned out. Look at the timing. We had the Biden administration, everybody, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about climate change, this climate change hoax, this hoax religion. Everything about global warming and climate change is a lie. So everyone that's getting all worked up about the vaccine and the jab and this and that, people like me were freaking out and popping veins and going crazy. Nobody wanted to listen to us 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when we were barking about this. But here it is. The religion is here. It is another side of the New World Order, of the 16-year plan, people. Boom. There it is. No, look at the timing of what is happening. And there it is, people. New World Health Organization. And again, look it up on your own, folks. This is a terrorist. Tedros is a terrorist. Look it up. He supports terrorist organizations in Africa. But I don't know why. That's the first thing that comes to my mind when I see his face. But that aside, World Health Organization, what says climate crisis is single biggest health threat facing humanity? Yeah, a matter of fact, hey, Mr. Tedros, you inspired me to break out the laughing track. Right, yeah, right. How about climate change is a zero threat? Nothing. Again, this is his way of saying that there is no God. And if there is a God, this God is like stupid. Where this God can't even handle the climate. Can you imagine, people, the degree of hatred for God that you would have to believe the climate hoax, Satan's climate hoax? I'm trying to motivate people to see that. I mean, you shouldn't even have... all right, well, don't say it. All right. All right. The climate movement is a cult, and it represents, read the book of Revelation, people. I've said it. It is the backbone of the beast system. They know they've gained a lot of traction with the virus. So no one should be surprised that this is the reason they gave for Pelosi meeting with the Pope. Come on, people. And the whole world, well, their world, the globalists, and with the United Nations and the World Health Organization, all of them are focusing on this nothing burger, this whole thing with the climate. I just want to focus your attention on this first tonight as we discuss the 16-year plan. I'll add that tonight that the climate hoax, I believe without a doubt, is at the center of the 16-year plan. And they're going to use it, they think they will, to destroy the entire planet and drive people into poverty. And the goal is to please the Chinese Communist Party to destroy America by destroying the concept of fossil fuel. The world is watching. Everybody gets it. I'm saying it right now, people. 50, 100 years from now, we are still going to be burning fossil fuels. I'm saying it. Maybe 50 years. It's not going anywhere, is the point that I'm making. And there it is. The health argument of climate action. The World Health Organization calls climate change the, quote, single biggest threat, health threat facing. Notice they're inserting the word health. Is everybody seeing that? It's not a threat, and it used to be a threat. Now it's a health threat somehow. And calls on governments to, quote, act to tackle the climate crisis, restore biodiversity. They're pulling up new words. And protect, there it is again, health. So, here it is. While no one is safe from the health impacts of climate change, they are disproportionately felt by the most vulnerable and disadvantaged. To avert catastrophic health impacts of and prevent millions of climate change related deaths. Health. Health. Deaths. Can you see what they are doing? That's why Truth on RTV exists. What the health thing is the big thing that's rolling with the vaccines and the fake virus, the 99% virus? Hey, why don't we link climate change to health? And then the people that are worried about health will just shame them into guilt for not accepting climate change, since we've got them to accept the health concerns of the 99% virus. Ha ha! While they're in that mode of accepting health, fear of health problems, how could we miss out on this opportunity? Get it done. This is Hussein Soros just talked to me. All right, get it done. Click. That's how they're doing it. You saw it for yourself. A climate situation, and every other word is health, 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 health. Logical thinking, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is. We're going to keep going, right? We have climate activists descend on the White House, vandalize the statue of Andrew Jackson. That's never happened in the history of this country. This is why Truth in RTV exists. Issue demands. Boom. And folks, you want to know what they're planning? Go see what's happening all over Europe, where they block everybody's rights, they block the flow of daily living, they block traffic, they block the function of all the companies, the corporations, the ministries, they block everyone from going to their job, they block you from going to school, they stop all of humanity for the climate hoax. And if you look at the people that are in those rallies, a lot of times they have these Satanism symbols. This is the New World Order, people. So I'm going to be forced to double down. Maybe I'm going to have to backtrack. Well, actually, I already said it. What am I saying? Future. I already said it, people. We have the, these are the two cards they have. The virus and this climate religion. It's all coming to life now. They are going somewhere with it. They know that in some cities in Los Angeles, the gas prices are already beyond $6 a gallon. They know that already. But they are only getting started, people. And with that said, well, let's see here. Maybe I'll come back. You know, all right. With that said, I had a change of heart and in the order of which I want to present these things. All right, people. With that said, there it is, people. They're setting up the stage. There will be things people can't get. Biden White House warns Christmas plans may be spoiled by shipping crisis. They're setting up the stage. Think about it. And now this, okay. I want people to check this out. First of all, we all know that the shipping crisis is being manufactured. They are manufacturing a very, very dark winter. It's not even dark winter, a dark forever. Does anyone think it's going to get brighter in the spring? Again, this is separate from our reality. See, if I wanted to, I could shut this down and we could talk about what we are doing, our brand new republic, and Trump walking around announcing fighting events and having these great rallies. We're getting ready. They're going to decide whenever the boss decides to bring down the house. We have Durham waiting in the wings. Again, we're talking about this imaginary, this, the other side of things. We have two governments in play in case anyone has. And this was already, you know what? Kudos to that, whoever, whatever his name is, with the prophecy of the two presidents. Boom, right there it is, people. We have two distinct, because this old man and these clowns with the climate change, that has nothing to do with my life. I'll die on this hill. We're going to see later on. We have people coming out saying, you know what? I'm real willing to die. Actually, I didn't post that story today. We have another Marine coming out saying, I will die. You're never going to get this vaccine in my body. Same thing. We are ready to die. This thing, we had said this a long time ago. If you are afraid of death, and to, you know, we're instinctively afraid of death, but if you are truly afraid of dying, that you obviously don't have Christ in your life. This is the hill that we die on. I know for sure that we're never going back to normal. I know for sure that we're going to win this battle. I will never be part of this regime. I will never support them. I will never get this vaccine. I will never wear a mask ever again. I will never participate in anything that they tell me to do. And neither should you, folks. All right. A lot of you guys are saying King Clement. You know what? Kudos to this guy, King Clement. He came out and said there would be two presidents, people. And the fake president needs a fake stage. Trump never needed a fake stage to do his presentations. So if you want to tell me there's one president, something's wrong with you. There right now, two presidents. I'm saying it tonight. All right. I need to watch my voice. All right. Listen to how they're spinning this, people. Listen to this report.
We are in the middle of a shipping crisis. Ports from California to Georgia are seeing major cargo ship backlogs. So how is our port here in Houston faring?
Well, KPRC2's Sabira Rayford getting that answer for you tonight. She's live at Port Houston with a rare close-up look at the busy container terminals. Sabira?
Dominique and Chris, here at Barber's Cut Container Terminal, all day we've seen trucks coming in and coming out, picking up container trucks, but even still, picking up containers, that is, excuse me, even still, the executive director says containers can be sitting here waiting for more than a week. This
all right,
is
folks.
Ground zero for good. At Port Houston, there's...
All right, folks, let's make, you know, this is not about stupid people. This channel is about critical thinkers. Stop right there. Before we go any further, I'm just playing this report so that you can see how they're willing to admit the problem. They're acknowledging, wow, we see this this problem. Oh, did I say manufacture? Oh, they're admitting it. Listen very carefully to what they attribute the problem to. Again, because they think that you are stupid. And let me just say it right now. This is happening only because of the vaccine mandates. Only. The 99% virus went away. The economy was flourishing and recovering nicely when Trump was still in. So I don't want to hear that this is because of the virus.
No shortage of work to be done.
These two terminals make up about 70% of the container volume that's handled in the U.S. Gulf.
Still, there are major shipping delays around the country. So we
went
to the top for answers. Executive Director Roger Gunther.
I have been. I've been with the Port of Houston.
So, sir, give us the reason. We're waiting.
Authority for almost 34 years.
He says Houston is not immune to the shipping delays we've seen at ports around the country.
People that left the workforce, didn't return to the workforce.
Can you guys see what he's saying? I bet you he's a liberal. Because people left the workforce? Hey, stupid. People have been leaving workforces since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. That ain't a reason.
Like those that work in the distribution centers where this cargo is ultimately going.
Gunther says, to put it simply, the supply chain is overburdened right now.
They're coming off of the ship.
Why are they overburdened, sir? Come on, lie to me. Come on.
Faster than they're leaving the terminal.
So now he's trying to avoid the answer. Why? That's not a reason. Why are they leaving? Again, listen in.
Faster than they're leaving the terminal.
They're coming in faster than they're leaving. That's not the... Yeah, but why?
Terminal.
He believes it's stemming from the pandemic and more people shopping online.
There it is. He believes it's from the pandemic and more people shopping online. Get out of here. Again, people, they're gaslighting us.
Just a tremendous demand was unleashed on the economy in the U.S. So it's really unprecedented surge in import demand that's really causing the challenges across the country.
They're currently on
there
offense,
it is, people.
Storing more containers than...
They're trying to intellectualize this. I'm not buying it. That's just my opinion. All right? And now we have this. Psaki said the quiet part out loud. Biden wants to make fundamental change in our economy. Right out of Klaus Schwab's The Great Reset. And he feels coming out of the pandemic is the time to do that. Boom. Don't forget, people, they had a major, World Economic Forum? That's what they were talking about in 2019. This is above and beyond the video we played last week when they were saying that they needed a virus from China to change the way people view vaccines. They were planning this perfectly. What they don't understand is that the world is watching them. This is right out of Klaus Schwab right there, people. All right, think about that. What else? And we have... All right, folks, I don't want to get into this story first. Before we get into this story about the town, bear with me. I moved some things around. So the commies are making the big move. They're selling you on the climate change. They're trying to change the world. They're excited. They're going all for it. The New World Order, the Great Reset. They're going for it all. This is all part of the 16-year plan. I wanted to put out a few other things. Yeah, there's another one before we change topic. Here's another topic. Another article that I came up, CNN on supply chain crisis. Consumers can't expect to shop like pre-pandemic before times. So they're using their fake news media to condition everyone to basically, like the headline shows, you can't expect to shop like you did before. Like you better expect limited food supplies. Because as long as you have people lying to us, saying that this is about, like this person is saying, this guy, that it's simply the difference between the cargo that's coming in and going out, you're going to believe it. And then CNN knows that, and they are getting everyone ready for this limited food supply. I mean, it's all there. This is predictive programming. That's what they think about it. They're talking about Costco and Sam's Club and other grocery outlets will once again limit customer purchases. So, manufactured crisis all the way. We could be thriving. Keep that in mind. When you're suffering this winter, don't forget the fake news medium. Like I said yesterday, Trump could come back tomorrow. It wouldn't mean anything because the media is still in place. Think about that. I want to put this out because I covered this last week. This is a dog whistle. I'm just letting everyone know. Be aware of this story. Far left plans to bird dog Kristen Sinema, right? During Boston Marathon. They're announcing this. And you guys already know. This is a Marxist tactic. Nobody's doing anything about it. And they're sending a coalition to harass this senator at the Boston Marathon. It's just pure harassment to pressure her on supporting radical issues such as the Democrats' $3.5 trillion radical reconciliation bill. It's putting it out. And the point that I'm getting at is that they are announcing this so that everyone can hear it. So that other politicians can say, I don't want that to be me. I better go along with the leftist radical agenda. That's the point. That's why they staged a camera inside the bathroom last week. Nobody go for this. We'll see what happens with that. I also want to throw this out. Let's wrap up the story, right, with this person from LifeLog. Far-left whistleblower Frances Haugen to brief UK Parliament. Again, this is a global operation. Facebook Oversight Board. Again, this is not a whistleblower. Everybody knows that. This is a LifeLog, Facebook, right? DARPA operative that basically came out and said, I'm acting as a whistleblower. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Facebook does not censor people enough. We need to create a government entity that will take care of this new government body. And did I mention that I'm applying for the position and I should be the one in charge of that government entity? Folks, come on. So we already went through this, all right. That's enough of this demon. So, but now she's saying, not only that, I better start my global tour while I'm at it. While I'm appointing myself and nominating myself for this new government agency that I think should occur because of my whistleblowing on my own Facebook because they're not censoring enough the thing that I like to do. Ha ha. I want more of that thing that I want, basically, is what she's saying. Because Facebook is not doing more of that thing that I want, that I'm salivating for, which is censorship and more communism and Marxism. Let me pretend that I'm complaining about that so that I can apply to be the head of this agency that I'm saying should happen because I'm whistleblowing about the lack. You're not communist enough. I'm complaining that there's not enough totalitarianism at Facebook. I mean, people, this woman must be the stupidest person on the planet to think that anybody would believe it. I mean, these two demons. This is a super duper clown show. All right, folks, you guys get it. But this clown show, just so you guys know, is now going global. Right there. Goodbye. All right. Maybe we'll leave it at all of that on the table there. Like I said, tonight, look, this is all part of the 16-year plan. This is what they have planned. And now I just want to switch gears, all right? Artistic Rabbit, what's that? Says, I'm still seeing a man. And somebody else says, all right, FBI equals Fornication Bureau of Intercourse, somebody says. All right. All right, everybody's all obsessed with her features. All right, well, I'm more obsessed with what she is doing, but I get it. She invites these comments. Does she have testosterone levels that are pretty high in her body? Maybe. Who knows? How's it going, Seven Quinn? DP Patriot says she may be a man. All right, so everyone is obsessed with that part of it. All right. How are we doing on Rumble? Bobby Roach says breaking news. Nicole Loves Bug says laugh out loud, Bernie. All right. And somebody's dropping some. All right. What's he here? What? All right. Let's see. All right. We'll skip that. You know, checking out some of your comments. All right. How are we doing on the Foxhole? Is it even working tonight? All right. Well, I guess it is working. The Foxhole crowd is making big moves. All right. Let's see. Somebody says commie envy. Question mark. And somebody at Slappy Horse says she's a functional psychopath, strong, successful, and independent. Beware Hogan equals Trojan Horse. All will be revealed. I agree with Slappy Horse that Hogan, this woman is absolutely a Trojan Horse. She's very confident. She's making big moves. She is absolutely a Trojan Horse. I agree. All right. That's right. Juan Carlos says it's all sorcery. All right. All right, let's see. All right, let's see. What else? All right. No one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a regime. This is all about, I mean, if we took it back to the Q drops, this is all about the Muslim Brotherhood that we are up against, the number one enemy. No one should be surprised. That's why I've said to everyone, all these ideas, this notion that somehow Taliban would attack ISIS or vice versa, it's all laughable. It's all communist propaganda. And once again, we are vindicated. You could see, believe your eyes, people. The Biden administration hails first meeting with Taliban terrorists as candid and professional. Laugh. Sorry, actually, I meant to activate the crowd is what I meant. There we go. That's what I. Sorry about that, Pete. Although there is a sense of comedy in all of this, but I meant to activate the crowd. Folks, it's right to your face. They are praising a terrorist organization right to our faces. A couple weeks after Milley and Lloyd Austin and this general McKinsey, right? They all got together in this 5D chess game, all lying under oath. Remember that? And now the Biden regime openly supporting and talking good about a terrorist organization. Talking about it was candid and professional. While, I guarantee you, yesterday, somewhere in Afghanistan, they executed someone or hung them or whatever. The beat goes on with the Taliban. This is a terrorist organization. Judging by their comments, the Taliban disregarded everything the Biden team said except its promises of humanitarian aid. So, you guys get it, and no one should be surprised. This is from a couple days ago, right? Boom! Biden administration to send Taliban millions in U.S. dollars. Trump jumped all over this, right? Over the weekend? After arming them with $83 billion in U.S. military weapons. Yeah, $85 billion. It doesn't matter, right? So there it is. It's right in front of you. Boom. Candid and professional. They're treating the Taliban like they are respectable. Right? There it is. According to the U.S. State Department, the meeting on Qatar emphasized U.S. concerns about terrorism. Yeah, right. Safe passage out of Afghanistan for the U.S. citizens and others who remain trapped there in human rights. Get ready, Taliban. When Trump comes back, we're going to carpet bomb all you clowns. Carpet bomb. That should be the next t-shirt. Carpet bomb the Taliban. Boom. These are terrorists. I don't want to hear it. But remember, people, this should also remind you who did 9-11. I will be vindicated. All of us that have been talking about 9-11 all these years. You want to know who did 9-11? Right there. It's right there. Boom. You could use this as your thumbnail. It's right in front of you. Now you know who did 9-11. It's right in front of you. All right. And I just want to throw out a couple things. Be aware, people, that... Yeah, I want to put this out. Just keep going with this, right? It's growing by tens of thousands. Pilot behind viral anti-vax probe freedom video says thousands are joining the U.S. Freedom Flyers organization every day. Be aware of that. Listen in, folks. It's all
what
going
comes
down.
Next. And here's what comes next. For all of the passengers listening, if you enjoy travel and you don't want to be vaccinated, listen closely. Okay, there's a bill on the table, H.R. 4980, that says any person who will fly out of or into a airport inside the United States or in one of its territories will have to be vaccinated. That's what's on the line. So we are the tip of the iceberg. The passengers are next. And so I'm reaching out to everyone, and this is, you know, Customs and Border Patrol, teachers, rental car employees, truckers, air traffic controllers, airline pilots, flight attendants, health personnel. Like, if you guys want to push back, join us at usfreedomflyers.org because we are standing against it. We
usfreedomfighters.org.
Even have people who are vaccinated who are joining us because they want to be able to choose, yeah. And they want to be able to choose tomorrow. Yeah. They don't want to wake up one day and realize, wow, where did all of my freedoms go?
You know, and it saddens me, Sean, that we have to call you Sean and not use your last.
Yeah, well, you know, think about it. He's warning. You heard what he said. There's a bill on the table that says all passengers that fly on a plane have to be vaccinated. That would end normal life for most people until we physically remove this regime. Isn't it a blessing that we have a brand new America ahead of us? I thank God all the time. I'm thankful for the understanding that God has given me. All right, I want to point this out. I want people to see this with their own two eyes. Look what the New York Post is doing. Look at least what they're tweeting. Halloween decorations take shots at anti-vaxxers. So if you don't take this experimental vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer. We already said they redefined anti-vaxxer to do that. Even though you're for vaccines, I don't have a problem with vaccines. You guys know it. I'm one of those people. But I guess everyone is an anti-vaxxer now. I did my own research. Look at that. I didn't get vaccinated. So they're look at this is shocking propaganda that they're throwing at children. And look what it says on below there. Hashtag Darwin wins again. So there it is. These are atheists. Darwinism. This is pure propaganda when we know that the people that took the vaccines, they are the ones that end up like this. Just let that sink in. And look at this one. Trusted ivermectin more than science. Look at this. Pure evil. I wanted people, some things you have to show people. That was one example of that. And rounding out. All right, folks, let's take a look at some other things. Massachusetts Governor Baker activates National Guard to test students for coronavirus, address staffing shortages. I'm angry at the National Guard for cooperating with this. Help me get the word out. Help me, ladies and gentlemen, to spread a change in consciousness. If you are part of the National Guard, resist now. If they have not forced you to take the vaccine, that is because they are using you guys for now in this 16-year plan. Because once you do your job, like all the healthcare workers did last year, you will be next. So if you know anybody in the National Guard, tell them to quit now, take a stand now, join the pilot, join all these other people that are standing up. This 16-year-old little girl, right, yesterday, join, be one of them. Stop now. Do not cooperate if you're part of the National Guard. Don't cooperate. The National Guard that is cooperating, they are cooperating with the New World Order. Let them know they are guilty. Take a stand. So what? You don't have enough people in these hospitals? Too bad. That's because of you guys. We're the National Guard. We're not going to help. We took an oath. Because if the National Guard takes a stand, where are they going to get their help from? But by helping them, the National Guard is contributing to this destruction of America. They are giving the ruling elite a reason to fire the good people that are licensed, and the doctors and the nurses and the pilots and et cetera, et cetera. They are giving them a reason because they, the National Guard, are stepping in to fix the problem. They are with the enemy. Nobody's talking about this. Then we have this. Southwest CEO Kelly not in favor of Biden vaccine mandate. Shut up. The CEO is gaslighting everybody. Whoever the CEO is Gary Kelly. Don't believe this guy. He voiced his displeasure with the White House vaccine mandate for major airline companies. So what? It's all over. When it's all over, he's cooperating. Same thing as the National Guard. He's cooperating. And the interesting thing about all this is that ironically, Southwest Airlines apparently is out of Texas, where now there's a state law that commands them to not go along with these vaccine mandates. And this phony CEO is like, I guess I have to go along with the federal. He's acting like the 10th Amendment doesn't exist. Hey, stupid, you have an obligation to obey state laws, local laws. Especially when the regime that's running the federal government is fake. Nobody elected them. So this CEO is lying to everybody. I'm saying it right now. He's a punk. He's trying to, again, everybody, we're in tremendous, this is psychological warfare. All the way around. Everybody's lying. Everybody's trying to gaslight everybody. And everybody, that's what this is. It's all about the headlines. Boss Frog says pretty much illegal to use National Guard as healthcare workers. Is it really illegal? Why is nobody talking about this? What else? Doyle's girl says, Bernie, you're completely right when it comes to the National Guard. Yeah, the National Guard that's cooperating with it, they're just as guilty as Fauci. I'm saying it right now. They're just as guilty as Fauci. Stop. Say, no, we're the National Guard. We love America. No, we're not. You get your own healthcare worker. People die. You go to jail. This is crimes against humanity. They are cooperating with crimes against humanity. Common sense. We're not. The old America's done. All right. We'll leave it at that. I don't care that the orders are coming from the Department of Defense. The person that's posting this, Jabber's just... The airlines have an obligation. The states, you know, again, they need to just ignore these federal orders. They don't work for the federal government. What's on their corporate papers? They're corporations for that state. It's a simple question. All right, and there it is. Southwest Airlines to comply with Biden vaccine mandate over Texas ban as flight cancellations continue. That's what we're saying. Contrary to what that CEO is, would have you think. According to the president's executive order, federal action supersedes any state mandate or law. And we would be expected to comply with the president's order to remain compliant as a federal contractor. Well, I guess you won't be a federal contractor. Take a stand, sir. This is a no-brainer. And now we know Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday banned vaccine mandates by any entity in Texas. So there, I get it. Hey, tell the CEO, I got it. I figured it out. Fly everywhere except Texas. And if that, there you go. So I would say Governor Abbott should not allow Southwest to enter Texas airspace. Because if they do, I guess you get arrested. Boom. And then Southwest can operate in their federal territory. But don't come to Texas or you're going to be arrested. There you go. Boom. So, problem solved. All right. I hope that Governor Abbott could figure it out just like they did with these representative that took off to D.C. Same thing. All right. Think about it. And then we have this. Psaki claims little hubbub with Southwest Airlines had nothing to do with Biden's vaccine mandate. More vicious, right-to-your-face lies. I'm getting really sick of these lies. Seven Quinn says, what would they be arrested for? Gee, I wonder, will somebody help out, Seven Quinn? All right. Meanwhile, there it is, people. Shut up and vax. Nets banned Kyrie Irving, whoever, you know, this guy, until he gets vaccinated. So there it is, official. Now they're banning superstar ball players. Is there anyone that thinks that we are going to get our America back? Remember, people, the America that these people are vaccinating themselves. Yes, I just want my life back. I'll take the vaccine. Haha. Hey, stupid. What? The America that I took the vaccine for is shredding and there's no more food. The shelves are empty and we're dying and this destruction. Ah, enjoy your destroyed America and your vaccinated body, which now you're gonna die sooner. By the way, someone sent me a video of a pathologist. Maybe I have to roll this out one of these days. Shocking video. Showing you the tissue level damage of the typical person that takes the vaccine. Not some special isolated case. Tissue level damage, end organ damage, microscopic damage from the spike protein. But the issue here is that these people that are complying, God bless this guy. God bless him. God bless you, sir. Don't give in. You know this guy had a good set of parents. God bless this guy, whoever he is. Right? This Kyrie Irving. God bless him. Another. And what he doesn't know is already we have another hero in the history books. The people that are taking a stand right now don't realize they're walking. They're literally walking right into the history book, like that 16-year-old girl yesterday we talked about. People, are you? Will you walk into the history books? I'm trying to walk into the history books. I'm doing the best I can. I'm stuck here in the studio. I can't be at the street level. I'll end up in jail. But I'm doing the best I can out of this studio. And, you know, think about it. I said it yesterday, right? A lot of people are choosing to be part of history. And that gentleman is going to be more popular than ever before. He's going to have a job in the new America. And, all right, I want to put this out. This is big. pay attention. Potomac is putting this out. Look at this. The plaintiff said they hold the sincere religious belief that they, quote, cannot consent to be inoculated with vaccines that were tested, developed, or produced with fetal cell lines derived from, right? With fetal cell lines derived from procured abortion in testing, development, or production. You want a religious exemption? Right there is another one. The evidence is out that that is true. These vaccines employ fetal cell lines. We know that Project Veritas exposed that just a few days ago, right? The Project Veritas video, this confession from these people, you know, it's already out. All right. And to wrap up tonight, let's take a look at a couple of headlines. Just again, this is about relevant news. Let's see what's happening regarding the election. I came across this. Normally, I would ignore articles like these, but I think it's relevant to remind people that we are up against an enemy. We could see that the Biden regime, they're worshiping the Taliban, giving them money and saying that they are respectable. We see, right, Nancy Pelosi meeting with the Pope, and they're all talking climate change, and they're getting ready to impose their climate religion, and this big movement is about to explode. By the way, this winter, the climate cult is going to become like what BLM and Antifa was last summer. This winter, I'm predicting the climate cult is going to be making big, big moves. They're going to disrupt everywhere. They're just going to be a one. They're going to be the thing that disrupts everything. They're going to start showing up to you know, sporting events. You watch. But I think people should see that this Antifa operative, which is what this guy is, this is big. And don't be confused by the word former. They got rid of it. I mean, this guy walked away so that his name, just so they can use this word. Former. No, this is the director and secured, the main guy at Dominion. One of the main guys. And now we're going from darkness to light. F the USA, Dominion's Eric Coomer admits under oath to being what? Former? Yeah, forget former. He is a current skinhead. Well, I guess he would have to shave his head, right? But you guys get it. I've been saying it all along. The Democrats are the party of the KKK. Boom. I don't care about the heroin addict part. I mean, that obviously is relevant too, but I mean, let's not even get into that, right? But this, there it is, people. These are racist KKK. And it's all coming out. And people, you got to see. Look at this demon. Mr. Skinhead. I want people to see the degree of arrogance that he is expressing in this now released deposition. This is shocking arrogance as he verifies Antifa Facebook posts. Extreme left bias. They checkmate this guy on these Antifa posts from last year. How he came out later and said that that wasn't him that posted this. But now it's all out. That was him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a shockingly arrogant person. And let me see. Let's see what happens. Outstanding. See if you could make some. I don't think this opens up. Yeah.
So you say that these thoughts don't necessarily reflect the thoughts of your employer. That's Dominion Voting Systems, correct?
At the time, yes.
Though if not, you should probably find another job. that what you meant to say?
I think that's what's written there, yes.
So if your view, if the thoughts expressed in this...
I want you guys to see... Where's that video? All right, hold on. Folks, he is totally, arrogantly refusing to answer questions. Let's see if we can... I want you guys to see this guy.
I would say it's intense.
This is the audio, but I want you guys... I think it's down here. There it is. This is the video I want to show you guys. Watch this guy. Look at the arrogance in his face. Look at his body language. He's refusing to answer questions.
Okay, I guess we're back on the record. Is everybody ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Coomer, are you anti-fascist?
We're trying to get him to confess that he's part of Antifa, and he agrees with Antifa.
I do not like fascists, no.
So are you anti-fascist?
Yes, I am against fascists, yes.
Again, the question is, are you anti-fascist?
I think I answered that.
So you are anti-fascist?
I am against fascists, yes.
So my question to you is, are you anti-fascist?
Form asked and answered.
Is that a yes?
Yes, no question, Mr. Skinhead.
I am against fascists. No, if you're asking if I am part of Antifa, which
we know that you are, Mr. Skinhead.
I feel like you're getting
Mr. Coomer. Mr. Coomer, my question to you is very direct. Are you anti-fascist?
Yes, no question.
And is Antifa a truncation of anti-fascist?
It's a neologism.
A straightforward question. I just want you guys to see his face so you guys can see what we're dealing with.
Antifa is part of being an anti-fascist.
No.
There it is, people. Antifa is not part of being anti-fascist. I mean, again, these are the people that are going to get something right here. You guys know what I'm saying. When this is over, this guy, we're going to get rid of this guy. This is treason.
So do you agree that Antifa is a truncation of anti-fascist?
No, it's a neologism.
What's your definition of neologism?
Of neologism?
You know, let's bring up dictionary.com. No.
There it is, people. I'm not going to give this guy any more attention. I want you guys to see the body language, the arrogance of this skinhead Antifa terrorist. This Nazi. Same thing. But he's... talking acting tough because he thinks that he's going to get away with this operation against America. He thinks he's going to laugh at the America and commit treason right to our faces and walk away like no big deal. What he doesn't understand is that nobody walks away, especially someone like him. Nobody walks away from this, from the election steal. There is no future in this country at all. At all, people. Until we get rid of these people. And to wrap up tonight with one good piece of news after allegedly shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. Excuse me. Two Georgia election workers fired after allegedly shredding. That's basically a start. But we need them arrested. But there it is. At least that is a start after what we talked about the other day with Raffensperger calling for U.S. Department of Justice to investigate. And he's launching his own investigation. Yeah, whatever. And we already talked about all this. So the first two people. And again, it's just the beginning. See what you think. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. That wraps it up for me tonight. See what you think. Somebody says, good news. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, in wrapping, again, think we're watching the 16-year plan, the deep state. They're going for it all. And I think that the clock is ticking on them. All we can do is wait. We don't know when the Patriots are going to make their move. With every day that goes by, I have a feeling that it's going to come down to the Mike Lindell situation. I could be wrong. It could, maybe the states are just purposely all waiting to decertify at the same time. Or at least a series, maybe a third or half the states are going to decertify. And then we're going to go into this transitional period, this military takeover. Maybe. We'll see. Will it be before the end of October? We're all trying to guess. I get a feeling that we're, the devolution is going to continue. We have a long way to go. That's my sense tonight. Things change every night, right? All right. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel, folks. Check out all the links in the description box. And, you know, be aware, I've got a couple of new t-shirts on the t-shirt store. I'll at least show you guys that, right? Check out the links. And, folks, I've come up with two t-shirts that are now in the t-shirt store. You can check them out in any color that you want, right? This, you know, you could hit the little button and it comes in any, and you can see right there, people, nothing can stop what is coming. Kaboom. And, you know, this, these images don't let you zoom in, but right below it, it says, nothing can stop what is coming. So, see what you think. Order yours today. A great way to support this channel. And, you know, it's a holiday season is coming up. I also have another little shirt. Someone threw out the idea. There it is, people. Hashtag Durham. For, there it is, for your consideration. That is a great way to troll the enemy. People will wonder, what are you talking about? And people, if you go to the store, you can get just about any style you want. Will come up with these shirts. So don't take it from me. Just go straight to the link. Check it out. You can change the colors. It's all there. For your consideration. God bless you all. Take care, my friends. Share this message with someone that you know. And I shall be back tomorrow at the same time, my friends. God bless. Thank you, Donna. All right. Be back tomorrow.